This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Is this Matthew Sweet?
No, it is not.
I'm trying to play along with the two. I'd recognize the song. Who is this?
It's Jimmy Eat World. Sweetness.
Ah,
I guess
that's close. It's Too Sweet Tuesday. It is Jimmy Jack Jackie Nine's Rejoin Week.
That's a good song.
It is.
That's a great song.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Black Keys also provide some great music.
Yes, they do.
I've enjoyed them. I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
With a T on the end, both ends, bookend. Twice. And they're awesome. And I've met them, and they're nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
I met them twice.
They are nice.
Matter of fact, every time I've seen them play, I will only see them if I can meet them before.
Yeah.
To wish them good luck.
First time I saw them play, I was with attorney Rob Onaria.
Oh, yeah?
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah. Where was the first time I saw Matt? There's the question. I really need your help. I can't remember.
Probably the amphitheater in Simpsonville.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You're right. All right. We have some contestants that are ready to play. So now, did she not just win yesterday?
No, she didn't win.
Oh, she played but did not win.
Yeah.
Well, God
Lost
bless
miserably.
Her hustle.
Got smoked.
All right. Let me do this the correct way. Live from Studio Inario at Intercom Greenville. Yeah, that Greenville. Let's all gather around the radio and play Blanking with Paige.
Woo!
Oh, the game we grew up playing. We really did.
Mm-hmm.
In the schoolyards, at church revivals, everybody played. Blanking with Paige. Paige, this is what I'm going to ask you to step outside.
Okay. Oh, well.
And also, please verify that you will not be listening. Promise? We need integrity. What do we have if we don't have integrity? I mean, I ask you that.
She didn't answer.
She just kept walking. All right. Let's go back to P1. Sean the Bomb is still there in Greer. Sean the Bomb, welcome back, sir.
How's it going?
This guy was a victim of a diaper snapper. Right? I said that right?
Yeah.
All right. And now we say she played yesterday but did not win. So let's say welcome back also to P1 Miss Cakes. Good morning, Miss Cakes.
Good morning.
You're bound and determined to go see the Black Keys.
Yes, and Modest Mouse, too. Don't forget
that.
Well,
that's true. I mean, Float On is one of the greatest songs that I've heard in recent times. It really is. All right, so here's the way we're going to play Blanking with Paige. I will read a series of phrases. I will stop at a certain word. We have to decide, you will have to decide, if Paige will be able to finish the phrase. Like, here is phrase number one. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Will Paige know the beans? In other words, I will say it doesn't amount to a hill of blanks. Will Paige know the answer to be beans? That's how you play Blanking with Paige.
Yep.
So, Miss Cakes, ladies first, will Paige know the word beans, and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans?
I think she'll know that one.
All right, we have a match on that one. What do you say, Sean the Bomb?
I don't think she will.
She will not know beans. All right. So we have some contrarian points already.
Definitely going to have a winner.
All right. By the way, these are all Southern kind of phrases.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, phrase number two is, it's coming up a cloud. It's like your grandma would say, it's about to rain. It's coming up a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Will Paige know coming? It's blanking up a cloud. So we'll go now to Sean. Will Paige know coming?
I don't think so.
It's blanking up a cloud. He says Paige will not know coming. What about you, Miss Cakes? Will Paige know?
I don't think she'll know that one.
She won't know that.
I don't think so.
She's from Beaufort, y'all. I mean, she's worked with us forever.
But she's almost as much as Fatboy is.
That's right. All right.
Not nearly enough.
Someone's keeping score of this, right?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. Fatboy is, too, in case one of us screws up, and that probably will happen.
All right. Phrase number three, matter than a wet blank. Of course, everyone knows matter than a wet hen. That's what you know, your grandma would use, your mama maybe. Mm-hmm. She's matter than a wet hen. When I say matter than a wet blank, Sean, will Paige know the answer to be hen?
I believe so.
You think so? Okay, and Miss Cakes, you agree or disagree?
I don't agree.
I'll tell you, I don't either.
I don't think she will.
That's one I don't think she'll know.
See, I think she would get that
You think so? Mm. Well, you're wrong.
We'll find out.
Real quick, I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm from California, and I've been out here for 5 years, so I'm just kind of guessing based on what I know.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Okay. Phrase number four, if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. That's a phrase, Sean, that people would say, you know, I'll be at church tomorrow if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. Will Paige know creek? If the good Lord's willing and the blank don't rise, will Paige know the word creek? Miss Cakes, yes or no?
No.
Paige won't know the creek. All right. What about you, Sean? You California kid, you?
I believe she will because I've heard that in California.
Okay. And see, Paige spent some time in California as well, so she may have heard that too. So we're all on the same page,
yep.
Right? And then the fifth and final Southern kind of phrase, if somebody was getting a little bit of an ego, he's getting too big for his blanks. Everyone knows britches, right? He's getting too big for his britches. Your grandma said it. Your daddy may have even said it. So I'll go back to Sean. Sean, will Paige know britches? He's getting too big for his blanks.
Yeah.
Paige will know britches. Miss K.
Yes, sir.
Do you agree with Sean?
I do agree with that one, yeah.
All right. You do agree with Sean that Paige will know britches. So, on one, we have disagreement. On two, we have agreement.
Mm-hmm.
On three, we have disagreement. On four, disagreement, and both agreeing on the fifth one. All right. Let's bring in the subject of this game, a woman that I trust, she's an actress. She's considering a second role, I've been told, in another movie. She's somebody that the community can look to for all the answers.
Oh, please. Don't
I tried to build you up till you got in here. All right, here she is. All right. Paige, these folks want to go see the Black Keys in Atlanta.
Oh, man, the stress.
And your answers are going to decide if they go or not. All right. Now, as we go, on number one, who said Paige would know the answer?
Miss Cakes.
Miss Cakes? Okay, hold on.
Now.
Miss Cakes said Paige would know the answer, and then Sean said she would not know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Paige? Fill in the missing word. It doesn't amount to a hill of
beans.
We got a match. That means who gets a point?
Miss Cakes.
Miss Cakes
gets a point.
This game's discombobulated. It worked great on TV. It really would. There'd be graphics over here. You could see who said what.
Mm-hmm.
Get us on TV intercom. Jeez Louise, man.
I could have wrote down my guess when you said mad as, you know, whatever.
I will even dress up nice if you put us on TV.
I'll wear the same thing if I can get away with it.
Well, I'll at least get somebody to iron it for me.
You got to put tape on that.
I know. I'm going to put tape on Chucky's face.
There's a bad word. All right. The scoreboard is 1-0. Paige?
Yes.
These are all Southern phrases, I'll have you know.
Uh-huh.
You're born in Beaufort, moved out in California, and now you're back.
Uh-huh.
You're stuck here. Paige, it's blanking up a cloud. It's blanking up a cloud. Fill in the missing word.
Bruin?
It's brewing up a cloud. Who said that Paige would get that right?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Well, they both are correct because Paige did not know the answer. It is not brewing up a cloud. You want a second try? It's blanking up a cloud. It means it's going to rain.
Gathering?
It is not gathering up a cloud. How about a third one? A third one. You can cure cancer if you get it right this time, Paige. It's blanking up a cloud.
I don't know.
It is coming up a cloud.
Coming up a cloud.
Coming up a cloud.
Coming up a cloud. That's one of my favorite Southern sayings.
Never heard that.
Coming up a cloud.
Still 1-0, right?
That's 2-1, Ms.
Two to one now.
You say that in the summertime when there's going to be a thunderstorm.
Coming up a cloud.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay. Phrase number three. Who said Paige would get this one right?
Sean.
Sean is in your corner to know this one, Paige.
Uh-huh.
Matter than a wet blank. Matter than a wet blank. We're playing blanking with Paige. Paige, fill in the blank. Matter than a wet...
hornet? I don't know.
Matter than a wet hornet.
I don't know.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
Matter than a wet hen.
Matter than a wet hen.
Matter than a wet hen.
Miss Cakes gets a point on that one.
Oh,
Miss Cakes gets a point. What's the scoreboard say, Fatboy?
3-1, Miss Cakes.
Oh, man.
Sean's got to get them
either.
Right.
Matter mm-hmm. than a wet hen.
Now, you're a church-going woman, so you should get this one, Paige. A lot of times people would see you on Saturday and ask if you're coming to church on Sunday, uh-huh. and you might would say, if the good Lord's willing and the blank don't rise, what's the blank?
Son, I don't know.
You will go to church if the sun doesn't rise.
No.
I think I'd go to church if the sun quit rising.
Good Lord, bread. Man. That's a black hole sun.
Bread. I don't know.
The bread don't rise.
Will we let her, will we take her first or second answer?
Either one.
All right. Which one do you want to go with, Paige?
Second.
Second bread. Answer is also wrong. They're both wrong. It's if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
Oh,
yes.
I never
that's
got
right.
That.
The creek don't
the creek.
Rise. All right, just for fun, let's continue on.
Yeah, we might
I'm
as well.
Not Southern.
We only
I'm
got
embarrassed.
One to go.
You were born here.
I don't know what happened.
Well, and even when you went to California, you went to Southern California.
No, I went to Northern.
Yes, you did.
So you mm-hmm. thought you did. That's where they changed the border. The fifth and final one. Paige, somebody who has an ego might be said that they're getting too big for their blanks.
Britches.
Britches is correct. Yes. That means with a final score of...
5-1.
5-1.
Or 5-2.
5-2.
Yeah.
Miss Cakes ran the
yeah!
table.
Yeah!
Miss Cakes got every damn one right.
She got every one right.
Every damn one.
Miss Cakes did it, unfortunately.
I listen to you guys a lot.
Well, we appreciate you, and we know that to be true. And Sean, try again tomorrow. We'll give you another shot then. But in the meantime, Miss Cakes, she lost yesterday, but did she cower in fear and say,
no.
Oh, I'm not going to try no more? No.
Go, girl.
She called back today and won the damn things. Right, Stink Martindale?
That's right. Congratulations, Miss Cakes. You're going to Atlanta State Farm Arena Saturday, November 9th to see the Black Keys and Modest Mouse live.
Yeah. Congratulations. You cannot wait. Well, you have to. It's not going to happen yet. But when
wait.
It happens,
well, you know.
All right, hold on. Fatboy will get your information. Congratulations to you.
Yay.
She's been a long-time listener, a legendary P1, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Is she on the friend of the show list yet?
I think so.
Okay. All right, we'll add her on there, too. It's a parting gift. All right, Paige?
Yes?
We're going to go into the Plex next. Mm-hmm. We still have more winning to do with 9's TSL question of the day, but tease us a little bit. What are you working on over
there?
Well,
there's a famous actress that believes that you cannot make a certain movie right now because of the Me Too movement. So I'll tell you what that is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
There's a certain movie you can't make now because...
Remake now.
Oh, that's easy. That's very
you
easy.
You think it's easy?
Yeah, it is. Officer and a Gentleman.
All right.
Can't do it.
For one, yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
For one. There's many.
Oh, there's many. All right. We'll get to that list and much, much more in your Rise Guys headline.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Well, what actress believes that a certain movie cannot be made right now because of the hashtag MeToo movement?
Guess who's coming for dinner?
Oh, that's a great movie with Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes. We remade that one with Ashton Kutcher and Bernie Mac, right?
Was it really?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Before he died.
I thought that was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No. Oh, well, they can't remake that.
Oh. So is that the movie?
Ah.
What you doing in my house, fool? You're not going to marry my daughter?
Well, Julia Roberts says you probably couldn't make Pretty Woman right now in the aftermath of the hashtag MeToo movement.
But so there's so many ways to look at that, almost like the sugar daddy, sugar mama conversation earlier. Like, what if the girl wants to do that? Like, you can't let your whole gender speak for you. If you want to go out and sell your body, what's the difference than Julia Roberts selling her body or the character, uh-huh, or LeBron James giving his body to the game of basketball,
right?
Or, you know,
I think it was
Dolph Ziggler giving his body to wrestling.
But it was kind of like a sweet little love story, right?
I've not seen it.
Even though she was a prostitute.
Yeah. Oh, Richard Gere's so handsome.
Is he?
He is. Oh, yeah.
He's
I
in
agree.
It too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm playing a prostitute in my next movie. I am.
I don't like the way you just throw these things at us and just want to move on from it. You're playing a prostitute in the next movie?
I am.
So you are signed on for another movie.
I just
movie.
Got the script yesterday.
You better be naked.
It's called He Drives at Night with Chuck Chapman.
She told us yesterday
the legend
she was doing
Chuck Chapman?
One.
Yeah.
But she told me there was some negotiations. Oh. I had to go.
Well,
I
it was scheduling, so.
God.
You better be naked.
Are you going to like do like these celebrities doing, like go job shadow these people to learn how they truly live?
Wouldn't that be fun? I'm going to be a character that is actually walking the streets. Yeah.
I'm going to see you in Easley. Filming.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
So if you see me walking down the street and something seductive,
and you see
I'm
something
filming.
Fall. Diarrhea.
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 I'm excited.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they could totally do Pretty Woman, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Fill me in on the plot. Right. I've really never seen it.
He's a businessman who gets dumped by his girlfriend, and then he's on a business trip, and he's lost in Los Angeles and winds up on Hollywood Boulevard where he asks this prostitute for directions,
mm-hmm,
and then she gets in the car with him.
And he closes a jewelry box on her hand.
Directs him where to go, and then, you know, I think she charges him like $20 for the ride to the hotel.
Yeah.
So he gives her $20 just for riding with him to the hotel, and then they go their separate ways, and then he runs into her later and offers her $3,000 to spend the week with him.
It's great, man.
It's a good movie, and she kind of goes to, like, the polo match with him and meets some of his business acquaintances. And
yeah.
It's sweet. And
So it sounds like a beautiful movie, but she's a hooker, so that's why it wouldn't. So could they reverse the roles and have...
Sure, you could.
Let's say a young... who's a young up-and-comer in Hollywood? And they don't say Jason Momoa. He can only do Aquaman. He's going to be
Zac Efron.
Okay. Well, he's been at it like 10 years. All right, we'll go Zac Efron.
Well, that's the only one I can think.
And then he hooks up with like a Julia Roberts.
Yes.
He starts off, I just need a pool boy. And suddenly it becomes the...
Yeah, but there's a bunch of gigolo movies.
Yeah, there's tons. I mean, that's the thing nowadays.
It would be Pretty Man, and that would be kind of weird.
You ever seen Sonny? James Franco's a gigolo? That's a good movie,
no,
too.
No. Yeah. I don't watch prostitution movies.
I mean, they couldn't remake Pretty Woman. What, they can't do The Hustle, that movie coming out. It looks funny with Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway, where they're con women, conning these dudes and stuff.
No.
That movie looks funny.
Yeah, but she's in it, so it's going to suck.
Which one?
Rebel Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Hathaway's got a huge face. That's distracting, but at least she can act.
She does look like she's part horse, if that's okay to say.
She's pretty.
She's hot.
Well, you're into horses.
I'm into... good-looking women.
I think she's beautiful.
I mean, I can't sit here and I can't look at a mirror and then question Anne Hathaway's hotness.
Yeah, you can.
Neither gorgeous. Can anybody else in this room.
You're on the radio. You
know. She's pretty, so I'm not even going to criticize that.
I'd be a Clydesdale. I admit it.
Oh. But,
that's
you know,
bragging a bit much.
Well, I was talking about the thick legs.
So Julia says that she admits that she turned down Notting Hill because it sounded horrible. The premise of the show was... this movie star falls in love with a bookshop owner, but the filmmakers were great anyways, and she had a good time. And she figured out what the hell, so you never know until you finish the movie.
Hmm.
I'm surprised people don't give Steel Magnolias a hard time now, like the original one. They remade it a few years ago with Queen Latifah, but the original Steel Magnolias is set in Louisiana, but every single person in the movie is white.
Yeah, it is.
Every single person on screen the entire 2 hours plus.
Are you saying that's wrong?
Saying that's,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, are you saying that's bad?
That isn't representative of anywhere in the United States outside of some small town in Utah.
Well, go watch Andy Griffith now.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
But still, Magnolia was like 1989.
Yeah.
But you have to, the characters are lovable in that film, and remaking that would be...
But you're about to do that, though. You're about to play a hooker, Paige. You realize how bold you are in 2019.
You know what? It's legal, and it's the oldest profession ever.
That's right.
In some places,
it's legal.
What's
the second oldest? Anybody know?
It's legal.
Tax collector.
It's legal in Las Vegas, so.
It's legal in a lot of countries, just not this one.
Farmer coming in at number
That's
three.
That's the only, you know, it's, so, whatever. I can't judge people that have. I mean, I personally wouldn't do it as a career choice.
Well, that's, yeah,
but
support that too.
Because I think it's a hard life and, you know.
Sometimes.
They're out there working it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm not into the whole side of people that are on the streets. And
in this movie you're playing, is it a modern, like 2019 hooker?
It's a horror film, so I'm a.
Ooh. A horror or horror?
Horror.
Oh, horror.
It was a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Either way, I'm right.
Yeah. I'm there.
Do you take debit cards? That's one thing I wonder about with hookers now.
Yeah.
We're in virtually a cashless world, almost.
And you would think with all the crazies, you'd want to, like, work off a nice website instead of hitting the streets, right? Like,
if your hooker lost her little square attachment for her phone, God knows where it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd run the card before you even do anything.
Like, oh, you
that,
would?
That would be, you know, just run the card and check
it. You don't just leave it on the nightstand and walk
Heck
out the
no,
door?
No, I wouldn't take an envelope of cash.
But you hold it close until it clears?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and then you run the card.
You have a
the
pimp?
Receipt. No.
You don't have a, you're an independent contractor.
I am.
Damn.
Oh, they got to have a pimp.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be fair in 2019. She's She does it solo. She doesn't need some man to collect 10%.
You know, prostitution is totally legal in the UK, or at least Great Britain, far as England, Wales, and Scotland. And the part of Australia that has, like, all the cities you've heard of, it's legal there, too. It's legal in half of Australia.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. That's what they do at the Opera House over in Sydney.
Legislating morality?
Yeah, but I think if...
That's what we do here.
All right. Well, if you do it and you... It's where you can provide health care and everything for the people that work in your establishment, then that's fine.
Like, could you get COBRA insurance if you're a prostitute?
Yeah, and maybe
the snake anyway.
The people that are abducted for prostitution and sex slaves and all that, that would stop if it's legal.
No, I mean, they're still going to be enslaved. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not, but I mean, that's not going to legalize it.
No.
Or make it stop.
Help whatever the problem is. I don't know.
So what is the message with the movie? If you become a prostitute, you might get killed.
No, the message is that maybe you'll find someone who loves you after all.
Oh.
No matter what you are. There's someone out there to love you.
Mm. With a horror movie, you're going to...
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about Pretty Woman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There's no message that I can say about my movie.
Yeah.
Well, not my movie, but the movie that I'm in.
What else is going on?
Well, Brooks and Dunn and Ray Stevens are being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
God.
What's wrong with that?
Do you have a Google News alert for Ray Stevens? How does he keep creeping into the damn news?
He's a legend, man. Yeah. Are you naked? Oh, it's the best thing he ever did, that one line.
I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, why do comedians go into Hall of Fames or Music Hall of Fames?
Well, he's, known as the singer.
What about Jerry Bradley? You know who he's going in there too.
Who is that?
I don't know who he is.
Jerry Bradley.
I play for the Steelers. Quarterback, bald hair, country music singer.
That's Terry Bradshaw.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Well, okay, let's put Larry the Cable Guy in too then.
Well, he doesn't sing.
Bill Engvall.
Ray Stevens made most of his career was funny songs.
Hall of Fame should all be burned down.
They should. They're not worth anything. But, I mean, it's just funny because it's this thing that everybody knows is just kind of dumb, but everybody gets really mad when people go in it.
Like, have there been any, I know, like, Pete Rose's band from the Baseball Hall of Fame and others have been taken out and put back like Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were, but has there been anybody because of sexual allegations been deshrined from a Hall of Fame? Or do you get, because you look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, my God.
Yeah.
There should be some deshrining going on instead of enshrining.
Hulk Hogan was taken out and then put back in.
He's taken out, put back in. Yeah.
I should start with doing away with that one. Any Hall of Fame that has Jeff Jarrett shouldn't exist.
That's true.
Well, did you see the freaking former guest of the show, Badass Billy Gunn, who is a WWE Hall of Famer twice now,
yep.
is now joined up with Jericho and the Young Bucks and All Elite.
Yep.
That's got to be weird as hell.
There we go. Bill Cosby removed from Television Academy's Hall of Fame.
Ha-ha! Yep. Did they dig up his star on the Walk of Fame?
I don't know.
Put Wayne Ferris in that one, too.
I'll tell you something while he looks that up.
You hold a belt for 20 years to get in.
My daughter went to Washington, D.C. last week for a school trip, and she kept sending me pictures, almost like a Banksy kind of thing. It's a stencil, and it says the full F word, Trump, and it's spray painted all over Washington, D.C. Buildings and stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, she kept sending them to me. I said, quit sending this dirty stuff. They're going to think I'm supporting this.
Oh, my gosh.
She get to meet anybody, she'd take a picture with AOC.
She was at the Capitol when Trump did his veto. She was at the Capitol building. Yeah.
Michael Jackson's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know how I feel about that.
But that's the one where if you start taking people out, you're going to have to take a lot of people out.
Did he go in living?
Yeah, he went in 2001.
So I think now... they have to be dead for like 10 years where we can, like, all the books can come out, all the docs can come out, and then everybody can agree, okay, they were somebody to celebrate. Because as soon as somebody goes in and they die, all the books come out, all the tell-alls, and then, oh, they were not the person we thought they were. Is Bing Crosby in any kind of Hall of Fame?
Well, he's got to be.
That guy's probably one of the most evil sons of guns that ever lived.
Oh.
Bing Crosby. You
I
sing
his
songs.
He was very nice to his family.
Oh.
All right, well, here's a crazy story out of Germany.
1978.
What, he's in?
Bing Crosby was inducted in 1978.
Yo, if you want to get behind something, get behind that. That guy was evil as all get out. The worst, one of the worst daddies ever.
Oh. Well, here's a story out of Germany where a drunk passenger demands a high-speed train to slow down, and he said he did this horrible deed to get the train to slow down to save the passengers.
Quit playing that awful music.
Oh, man, look. He sneaks away from the cops to use the phone to call her again. And the cop spits his coffee out to run and get him.
It's me again, Mark.
It's great. It's great.
He doesn't deserve the Hall of Fame. No.
Put him in.
The one about the squirrel in a church sitting up with the dead. Oh, it's great.
God. There's no fame involved in that.
He runs 3 feet to grab him.
Hall of Shame.
Oh, yes. They call him the street. Come on. You love it.
Oh, God. I hate Boogity Book. I hate that. God. Stop. I'm with you. I'm with that on
Thanks,
rest.
Thanks, Paige.
Stop.
Well, who's Thanks. In the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Is Grandpa Jones in there? He didn't do nothing to play a banjo.
He picked a lot. You got to put him in there. Put old Lulu Roman Reigns in there, too.
Is the dog from Hee Haw in the Hall of Fame? All he did was jump up and laugh at everybody put like Duck Hunt dog.
Blonde with big jugs in there.
What was her name?
I don't know. She clapped sideways like this.
Yeah, she did.
All right. So this train, he told him to slow
train,
it down.
I was derailed on my train story, but that's
nice,
okay.
Paige.
Do you have any more Hall of Fame stories about Ray Stevens?
That's it.
All right, we're done with that. Yeah. Well, this man said he was trying to save the passengers because the train was going way too fast. He was drunk. And so he demanded them to slow down. And what he did is he smashed the driver's cab with a fire extinguisher as this train was going really fast. He threw that fire extinguisher at the train to get it, because he thought it was going to slow it down.
Wow.
Right at the
What
driver.
Was he on?
He was drunk.
I feel like if I was drunk, I would. What are you allergic to in here?
Good
looks.
It happens when I come in this damn room. God. I go outside and it's fine. It's something in this room.
Oh. I mean, if I was drunk, I feel like, you know, I would be like hooping and hollering, like, yeah, go faster. But if I was on like some kind of psychedelics, I'd be like, dude, slow it down.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what he was on, but alcohol, huh?
Well, that's what the authorities are saying. And so the train operator was able to stop at a nearby station. But this 30-year-old man was arrested and faces an investigation into dangerous interference in a rail traffic, among other things.
Illegal?
Yeah. That's what he had.
Yeah, so no passengers were hurt in the incident.
Thank God.
And the train was taken out of service. But we'll see what happens in court. You just don't throw things at a fast-moving train like that.
What if there had been a fire? You know, he threw the extinguisher.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why they lock it here. Because, you know, you need a password.
Grandpa Jones is in the Hall of Fame.
Thank God.
Oh, so is little Jimmy Dickens.
Praise the Lord.
What about Lulu Roman?
No.
What? No. Minnie Pearl?
Minnie Pearl is, yes.
Okay.
Of course she has to be.
Porter Wagner. He got his own wing.
He's in there.
Yeah. You're going to have to wait to the fall before the Hall of Fame comes out.
I will picket it.
You'll picket it.
Eddie Arnold, he's in.
Eddie with a Y?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, they'll put anybody in.
Yeah, up to and including.
Patsy Cline?
Yeah, of course.
Well, she needs to be in there. Come on. Patsy's a legend. She's a force.
I'm trying to think of others. Ernest Tubb? He has a record store, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man.
Have you ever watched their Hall of Fame?
If I ever watched it, I have season tickets, Paige.
All right, then. So, you know what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, relying on technology allows us to forget things during the day. So, we have a list of the things that we forget because of technology. And we are
I got the number one, I bet you.
We just get so reliant on things.
Passwords.
Yes.
Dude, that's my thing. I had to go through a whole bunch of rigmarole to get my Prime Video linked in with HBO Now, which I kept after the 7-day trial, by the way.
You did. You like it?
Well,
welcome to the family.
Yeah, so I'm in
there.
Watch The Sopranos again. Deadpool 2.
There's a lot of good offerings on there. Yeah. But there was a whole rigmarole, as I said, about getting the password because it was always the same thing, and I don't have Google Chrome on my TV.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can get that.
But before technology, you didn't need passwords.
Yeah, I know.
So you wouldn't forget them before technology because you didn't have them.
Hmm.
Right, you are, Jim.
So.
Did you know that, or did you have to look it up?
I think I knew that. I might have looked it up, though.
Thank you.
I don't remember.
Either way, I appreciate you.
I'm having hay fever. It's hard to
I can tell. You're about to just explode with saliva. Yeah.
You did mention the Google factor. And 60% of these people say the main reason why we forget easy stuff is because we know we can just Google it.
Oh, yeah.
When you forget stuff, it doesn't really matter.
I agree
with that. Well, some stuff.
Do your Batman for me. Let me hear it.
I can't. I'm doing Will Lawrence today.
The things we forget are people's phone numbers, how to spell certain words, how to write legibly.
Yeah.
And how to do basic math.
Some stores, when you scan your card or put your chip in, you don't have to put in a PIN. Right? Some stores you don't. They just scan it.
Uh-huh.
But others you do. And sometimes when I hit several of those in a row that I don't have to put the PIN in, I find myself for like 3 to 5 seconds trying to remember what my PIN is.
People's addresses.
I remember it's Fatboy's social security numbers, my PIN code.
Mm-hmm. Is a big one. People's addresses. 69. Because you save it in your phone. You know, Google Maps. I know how to get there. It's in my maps.
I think the biggest
my PIN code is boobless.
People's phone numbers.
Yeah.
They're just saved. You look them up by name and call them. You don't have to know their phone number.
I do not know Nine's phone number. I couldn't tell you if you asked me right now unless I had my phone.
And I've had that phone number for going on 10 years probably.
Don't know what it is.
I don't think you've had it that long.
I've had it at least 7 years. At least seven.
Six. That's
seven.
What it is.
Seven.
It says here 6.5 years, so you're both right.
Okay. Pick a number. Birthdays. Do you know everybody's birthday? Do you know your nephew's birthdays?
He's talking to you, Nine.
I don't have any.
Mattman?
Yes.
You do?
Of course I do.
See, that's good.
Yeah. I know it because when I get a new day planner at the end of the year, I go through the calendar and write down all the previous dates of the year before. So that's mm-hmm. how I know. So I do need that.
You have to live with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you know.
Fatboy has a birthday coming up in some 12 days.
It might be 10.
I know. Might
be 11.
I got somebody to break HR rules. I looked it up.
You did?
They will for you.
Paige gave me her passcode.
I did. Not
which is 69 69 420 69.
Yep. How do you know that? Yeah. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, Paige, thank you. We got Nines TSL question of the day on the way for you and a rundown of tomorrow. That would be Wednesday, right? Yeah, that's right. Wednesday's tomorrow.
I had to look it up.
More Rise Guys right after this.
93.3 Upland. Tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, tweeted, Snapchatted, Instagrammed, DM'd. Shame on the person who sent Paige that photo earlier she showed me. Shame on you.
Yes.
Is it someone we work with, Paige?
No.
Thank God. Thank God.
Send a better angle.
That old question. Hey, Paige, you ever get any of those photos? The question was answered this morning.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, it was.
If you missed today's TNC, we're going to re-premiere that tomorrow along with more tickets to see the Black Keys in Atlanta. Speaking of that...
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
About an hour ago on this here program, we were introduced to a new term none of us had ever heard before. It's basically the same thing as a cradle robber, but a different term for cradle robber. What was that term, according to P1 Sean the Bomb? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341.
We will not count off for spelling.
Mm-mm. 72341. 93rd correct answer. Going
to
be a winner.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Sweet, sweet Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Wickle.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day and tickle it, guys, because it is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle a little. Ow. The man said not to touch it. Can I just hover my finger there just a little while? Ooh, can you hear what the man said? A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet.
That baby
think back. About it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.